Join the Thinking in English Conversation Club right now and get a 7-day free trial. That's right, 1 week free to see if you enjoy our Conversation Club. The only way to improve your English speaking ability is by speaking, and speaking as often as possible. And the best way to do this is with my Conversation Clubs. Join small groups of other Thinking in English listeners, along with me and professional English tutors, to discuss fascinating topics, learn vocabulary, and really improve your English. All of our clubs are conducted online and are an amazing space to practice, test yourself, and meet interesting people. We run clubs 6 times a week, and the more of you who join, the more sessions we will run in the future. You can join the Conversation Club right now for just $10 a month. And if you sign up today, you can get a 7-day free trial. Click the link in the description or go to www.patreon.com/thinkinginenglish to join now. Hello, I'm Tom Wilkinson, and welcome to the Thinking in English podcast, a podcast for intermediate to advanced level English learners. Have we discovered every single animal on our planet? What about the legends and myths of strange creatures in locations around the world? Today, I want to talk about the unusual world of cryptids. I'll discuss some animals that were once considered to be myths or impossible, but were eventually proven to be real. And then I'll suggest a few animals that may actually exist today. You can find the full transcript of today's episode for free over on the Thinking in English blog. And a big shout out to my Patreon subscribers, Mateus and Eduardo, who inspired this topic with their suggestions. Here is today's vocabulary list. Creature. Creature. Used to refer to a life form that is unusual or imaginary. As in, the duck-billed platypus is a truly bizarre creature. Mythical. Mythical. Existing only in stories. For example, he wants to discover the mythical island of Atlantis. Outlandish. Outlandish. Strange and unusual and difficult to accept or like. As in, she has an outlandish hairstyle. Legend. Legend. A very old story or set of stories from ancient times. Or the stories, not always true, that people tell about a famous event or person. For instance, she is writing a book about Irish legends. Extinct. Extinct. Not now existing. For example, there is concern that the giant panda will soon become extinct. Shed light on something. Shed light on something. Something or someone that sheds light on a situation provides an explanation for it, or information that makes it easier to understand. As in, as an economist, he was able to shed some light on the problem. Elusive. Elusive. Difficult to describe, find, achieve, or remember. For instance, the answers to these questions remain as elusive as ever. Conclusive. Conclusive. Proving that something is true and ending any doubt. For example, they had conclusive evidence of her guilt. From giant sea monsters in the lakes of Scotland, to ape-like creatures in North America, to living dinosaurs in the jungles of Africa, there are thousands of stories out there about mythical creatures and legends. Some of the most popular stories include the Yeti in the Himalayas and Bigfoot in North America, both described as mixtures between humans and apes. Despite hundreds of expeditions and surveys to formally discover these creatures, there has never been a single credible piece of evidence that they exist. when we think of these kinds of animals, most of us will probably consider them to be ridiculous, outlandish, and impossible. We may associate them with crazy conspiracy theorists searching for legends, or cheaply produced TV shows. However, there are animals that we know exist today, but were once considered to be myths and legends. The okapi and gorillas from the jungles of Congo, for example, were both considered ridiculous until they were captured and documented. There are so many animals alive today that if you didn't know they existed, you wouldn't believe in them. A whale with a giant tusk coming out of its head? Well, that's the narwhal. Or an animal with a heart the size of a car? Well, that's a blue whale. Today, I want to talk about cryptids. I'll define this word in a second. Talk about a few animals that were once considered myths but are real, and then mention a few of the most realistic current cryptids. But let's start with a definition. What is a cryptid? Well, a cryptid is a creature or animal whose existence is rumored, disputed, or unproven. They are usually surrounded by mystery and rumors. These creatures have captured the imagination of curious people across cultures and throughout history. From legendary sea monsters to elusive creatures hiding in forests, cryptids have found their place in folklore and popular culture. Cryptozoology, on the other hand, is the study of hidden or unknown animals. It combines elements of zoology, biology, and folklore to investigate and search for evidence of these creatures. Cryptozoologists analyze eyewitness accounts, folklore, and even physical traces left behind by these cryptids to shed light on their existence or to determine if they are products of imagination. It is important to note that cryptids differ from mythical creatures such as dragons or unicorns, which are purely the stuff of legend and lack any basis in reality. Cryptids are often rooted in reported sightings, cultural beliefs, and local legends, which can provide valuable starting points for scientific investigation. There are a few different types of cryptid. While what may come to mind first are the unlikely and slightly crazy creatures, such as the Loch Ness Monster from Scotland, this is not always the case. The first category of cryptids consists of animals that were, once existed, but are now commonly thought to be extinct. However, there is a small possibility that they may still roam the earth today. We just haven't seen them for a long time. These cryptids, often referred to as living fossils, challenge our understanding of extinction. One remarkable example is the Coelacanth, which I've probably pronounced incorrectly. But the Coelacanth is a fish that was thought to have become extinct with the dinosaurs around 65 million years ago. However, in 1938, a living Coelacanth was unexpectedly caught off the coast of South Africa, proving that this ancient fish, we thought long extinct, had actually survived. Since then, additional Coelacanth populations have been discovered in the Indian Ocean, shedding light on their elusive nature. The second category of cryptid encompasses animals that have not been proven to exist, but some people believe they might. These often tend to be the more unusual and outlandish potential animals, and they often capture the public's imagination and are subjects of folklore, eyewitness accounts, and blurry photographs. One famous example is the Yeti, also known as the Abominable Snowman. According to Himalayan folklore, this large, ape-like creature roams the high-altitude regions of the Himalayas. Over the years, numerous expeditions and investigations have been conducted, with alleged sightings and footprints serving as clues. And a third type of cryptid is an animal that we know already exists, but are rumored to exist in a different location. For instance, there have long been stories and rumors of big cats, like leopards, living wild in the UK. The suggestion is that a few of the animals escaped from a private collection years ago and went on to live in the wild. Now, you may be thinking right now that these cryptids are all ridiculous. And for the more outlandish examples, like the Loch Ness Monster, I would certainly agree with you. But there are examples of animals that were once considered myths, impossibilities, or ridiculous that were then proven to be real. One such extraordinary example is the giant squid, or the colossal squid. For centuries, tales of giant sea monsters attacking ships circulated among sailors, but concrete evidence remained elusive. It wasn't until the late 19th century and early 20th centuries that tangible proof emerged. In 1873, parts of a giant squid were recovered from inside a dead sperm whale, confirming the existence of these deep-sea giant squid. But it wasn't until 2004 that the first images of a living giant squid in its natural habitat were captured, a remarkable achievement made possible through technological advancements. Another remarkable case involves the okapi, a creature often described as a cross between a giraffe and a zebra. Local legends and folklore from the Democratic Republic of Congo had long spoken of a strange, forest-dwelling animal with such characteristics. Some European explorers believed it was a type of wild horse living in the jungles of the Congo, but this was considered to be ridiculous. The scientific community back in Europe suggested that there was no possibility such an animal existed. In 1901, British explorer Sir Harry Johnston managed to obtain a skin and skull of an okapi, leading to its formal scientific recognition. Although it resembled a horse in some ways, its teeth and horns seemed more like a giraffe. In fact, the okapi is the only other living relative in the giraffe family. No one thought this creature existed, but it did. It was shy and living deep in the jungles of Africa, but it exists. As technologies advance and our understanding of the natural world expands, we can turn certain myths and legends into verifiable realities. A lot of animals that you know and love today were once considered to be myths. Respected scientists in the West laughed at the idea of gigantic lizards with venomous bites. Until 1910, when a Komodo dragon from Komodo Island in Indonesia was caught and killed by an explorer. Eventually, alive Komodo dragons were brought to the USA and inspired the famous story of King Kong. The platypus is one of the strangest animals in the entire world. It looks like a mix between a duck, otter, and beaver, has venomous spikes on its legs, lays eggs, and sweats, or kind of sweats, milk from its legs. So, when European scientists were told of this creature from Australia that looked nothing like any other animal, sweats milk, and is venomous, they naturally believed it to be fake, to be a hoax. But it's real. And even gorillas in Africa were considered to be myths until the 19th century. So this leaves open the possibility that there may be creatures, animals, and cryptids out there that could still exist. Perhaps the most famous possible cryptid is the thylacine, also known as the Tasmanian tiger or Tasmanian wolf. The thylacine was once widespread in Australia and Tasmania, but was hunted to extinction in the early 20th century. However, since its supposed extinction, there have been persistent reports of thylacine sightings. Witnesses claim to have seen the striped marsupial in various regions, including Tasmania and mainland Australia. Some even provide photographs and videos that, while blurry and inconclusive, continue to fuel hopes of its survival. Efforts to determine the thylacine's existence have intensified in recent years. Camera traps have been set up in potential habitats, and researchers analyze any potential evidence, including paw prints, droppings, and sounds resembling the thylacine's distinctive cry. Additionally, advancements in DNA analysis techniques allow for the examination of samples that may shed light on the thylacine's presence. We have not discovered it yet, but people are still searching. Another intriguing cryptid with a realistic possibility of existence is the ivory-billed woodpecker. Once widespread in the southeastern USA, the ivory-billed woodpecker was believed to have become extinct due to habitat destruction. However, occasional reports of sightings and audio recordings suggest the presence of this bird has also kept hope of its survival alive. In response to these events, extensive surveys and research has been concluded in potential ivory-billed woodpecker habitats, such as the swamps and forests of the southeastern United States. Researchers employ audio recordings, visual surveys, and aerial searches to gather evidence. While conclusive proof has not yet been obtained, the ongoing efforts to search for this cryptid demonstrate the determination to unravel its status and potentially save it from extinction if a population is discovered. I think an interesting question that comes from this discussion about cryptids is why? Why are we so fascinated with myths, legends, and the unknown? There are thousands of TV shows, YouTube videos, podcasts, and books about conspiracy theories, fringe ideas, and cryptids. But why? Why do we care? Well, one of the primary reasons for this interest in cryptids is the thrill of discovery. Humans have a natural desire to seek out the unknown, to push the boundaries of our knowledge and our understanding. And cryptids represent the possibility of uncovering a new species and expanding our understanding of the natural world. The idea of stumbling upon a creature that has so far not been discovered by science is undeniably exciting. Cryptids also tap into our fascination with mythology and folklore. Throughout history, cultures around the world have shared stories of the strange and fantastical creatures, often serving as cautionary tales or representations of the unknown. These tales have been passed down through generations and now lay behind our desire to uncover the truth behind myths. Cryptids embody the blending of reality and mythology, providing a real link between ancient legends and cultural heritage. The unknown holds a sense of mystery and awe, stirring our imagination and inspiring wonder. Cryptids represent the possibility that our world still has secrets. The search for these creatures encourages us to question what we think we know. While information is readily available, the existence of cryptids reminds us that some mysteries still elude our grasp. And finally, cryptids have captured the popular imagination through books, films, and documentaries. Countless stories and fictional representations have brought these creatures to life. This media portrayal further amplifies our interest in cryptids, creating fascination and starting conversations and debates about their existence. So here is today's final thought. Gorillas, okapi, Komodo dragons, and the platypus are just a few animals that were once considered to be myths or impossibilities, but were proven to be real. What other creatures could exist out there? I've suggested two possibilities, the Tasmanian tiger and the ivory-billed woodpecker. Both animals were declared extinct, but there are still rumours of their continued existence. However, if we are thinking of new, incredible creatures unlike anything we've seen before, I think the best place to look is not in the mountains or the jungles, but in the oceans. Our oceans are so vast and deep that we don't really know what is inside. Perhaps with a little investigation, we could discover some new and incredible things. But what do you think? What is a cryptid that you believe in? Or do you not believe in any of these kinds of animals? Let me know by leaving a comment on Spotify, a comment on Instagram. You can follow me over there as well. It's Thinking in English podcast. You can leave a comment on the Thinking in English blog on the transcript. Transcripts are always free. Or you can send me an email, I guess. Support me on Patreon. I have a chat room on my Discord server, which is exclusive for Patreon subscribers, where you can talk about podcast episodes with me and with other users, other members. So please consider supporting me on Patreon. As I said at the beginning of this episode, this was suggested. This topic was suggested by two Patreon members, one who suggested conspiracy theories and one who suggested mythical creatures. So I combined them into this idea of cryptids. So if you want to suggest topics, become a Patreon subscriber. And also you can attend conversation clubs and other things. And it's free for 7 days. But thank you all so much for listening today, and I'll see you all next time. Goodbye.